Hi everybody, and thank you so much Mr. Man for this challenge, and sorry because of the delay. Last night I was somewhere that I couldn't record my voice, so let's talk right now. About your first question, that why we are a great fan of West culture and which elements make West culture attractive. First of all, I have to remind myself and others that this point that actually has been proven through researchers and, for example, anthropologists have shown us this point that language and culture is almost the same, and you know, language and culture are connected together. We can't imagine the culture without its language, and vice versa. You know, so why am I saying that? Because as you might know, and we all know, that English language is the most important and, in fact, international language in the world. So, and because of that, millions of non-native English speakers try to learn it, and in fact, they have to. And because of that, you know, as I said, that language and culture are connected together. So, when we're trying to learn a language from a country, we will learn the context of the country and the culture of the country as well. It's inevitable, okay? Even we don't even understand and realize and notice that. It's, you know, almost unconsciously. For example, we see the movies in English, the Hollywood movies, the podcast, the music of them. And all of these materials, you know, are from their culture. And because we learn it, we will learn it without any doubt, the culture of them. And that's one of the reasons, in my opinion, that we are so fan on Western culture, because we tend to learn European and, you know, American language, which is almost English, and maybe Germany, if I'm not mistaken, or French, and so on. And because the language and culture are connected, we will learn the culture of them and we will be fan, because their cultures, for various reasons, are so attractive and so influential. Another reason is that, you know, the America and the European countries are so influential in political senses and in political respects. They are politically, you know, influential in the world, and all of their materials, like movies, like I said, you know, affect on us. It's inevitable, as I said. They have a lot of attractive materials. For example, Hollywood movies, which is obviously in English language, that we will watch them and we will definitely get attracted to them because they're so attractive, their musics and so on. And other reasons, I believe, is that, you know, we don't like and almost we are frustrated from our culture, our own culture. And because of that, unfortunately, we tend to other cultures, which is not good. Yes, definitely, it is so important, your third question, to stick to our cultures. Because cultures of our is our country. Our culture cannot be removed unless we are removed as well with that. You know, cultures, you know, culture, our culture, Iranian culture is in our blood. We cannot avoid that. And it has shaped all of our environments and a lot of other things as well. And for example, the history, the great civilization of our past, you know, Persian, for example, in almost 1,000 years ago. And if we want to not lose our great history and civilization and the culture that has begot from it, we have to be so careful and vigilant, to keep our culture safe from aliens. You know, if they are able to steal our cultures, they will steal our souls. And in fact, they are all able, in my opinion, from some reasons. If they are able to steal our culture, they will able to, you know, govern us, you know, to handle us, to manipulate us like slaves. And which is bad that we don't want, but we're not careful. We think that, you know, caring more about other cultures, you know, is good. And a lot of us want to show off, if you understand my meaning. Yeah, culture is so important that I can't say that, you know, it's obvious. I think there is no need to discuss about it. Our culture has made us like that, made our environment, our country, our virtues, our values. Yes, values are important and critical for our lives. Every country has its own values that without it, without its culture, you know, we cannot define it as a autonomous and independent country, as a dynamic country. Our duties about saving cultures, in my opinion, we have to be careful and we have to respect our traditional and conventional things. I'm not talking about, you know, being so strict that deny almost any other cultural things which is beneficial. No, I'm saying that we have to be careful and, you know, remind our children, for example, that, you know, traditional things, conventional things, not all of them, but the beneficial side of them are so respectable and we have to honor them. We have to respect them and not forget them, or else we will suffer, definitely. We have to remind our friends, our families, that none, all of the Western cultures are good. We have better culture in so many respects that we are kind of blind to, unfortunately. We have to teach our children our history, our civilization in the past, that a lot of Western countries back at those times weren't capable of. But unfortunately, for various reasons, nowadays they have overfaced us and they have overpaced us, overclassed us, actually. And one of the reasons I think that they gain a lot of good cultural things from us, from Eastern countries, and combine them to their culture, and you know, they keep their culture safe from foreign attacks. I think one of the reason is that, but not as I repeated again, not being strict to just our culture is good, other cultures suck. No, that's not rational. But you see my point now, do you? So, the sixth question, what are our cultural issues? You know, I believe that nowadays Iranian people are going to forget their cultures, because our culture is not our priority. Nowadays our priority is survival. Yeah, because we are suffering from a lot of economic situation, unfortunately, and culture is the last priority that we're going to think of. Yeah, and that's very bad. For example, you know, the papers, I don't know, you have heard about it, the papers crisis, which we cannot, you know, copy, and a lot of books, because we lack the papers because of the sanction, which is very bad and sad. Because, you know, as I said, to overclass and rule the country, you can steal and eliminate its culture, and we are getting down and down day by day, unfortunately, and we have to be careful then. But a lot of us, it's not our priority. Our priority is survival, and you know, we don't read books, for example. You know, the rank of the average of, you know, studying and reading books in our country is very low, which is so bad and embarrassing. And we see, we are saying around us that one of the cultural issues is the human rights, especially the woman's rights, like obligatory hijab in, you know, our country. And it's related to next question, that do you believe in Islamic Iranian culture? Yeah, sure, why not? Because as Arabians assault Persia, I think 1400 years ago, almost after the death of Prophet Muhammad, they attack Iran, and by attacking that, they definitely, and you know, almost unconsciously, you know, bring their values and their opinions and their culture into our country. And after almost 1000 years ago, we have a lot of cultural things that we have gained almost unconsciously, in fact, from them. It's inevitable, as I said. But nowadays we see that war between two type of people. You know, some people are trying to remove the Islamic Iranian culture from Persian, and they are saying that this is the cause of our problems. You know, they are very nationalist, okay? And on the other hand, we see other people that are trying to force Islamic and impose Islamic issues on Iranian by force, which I believe both of them is not correct. You know, we have to reconcile with each other. But we have gained Islamic Iranian unconsciously, and we cannot avoid that. But actually, the funny thing is that we have, you know, entered a lot of Iranian cultures in Islamic. You know, it's the other side of the issue. So, the next question: how would you describe our culture? Our culture is so rich, and is so valuable. We have to respect it. We have to, you know, not forget about our cultural and traditional things, like the traditional Nowruz. You know, some of us respect Christmas, New Year more than our own New Year ceremony, the traditional New Year, which is bad. Our culture is so rich and has a lot of valuable and great things. Our culture respect the family very much. Respect the foundation of family. Yeah, and it's related to the next question. And I think I explained it before, just some minutes before, that culture is not our priority, unfortunately, and our responsibles, our rulers, the president and the legislation representatives, I think it's not their priority. I mean, our culture, unfortunately. And that's the main problem, in my opinion. And the next question, and also I think that I explain it. In your opinion, what's Iranian culture simple? I think there are a lot of great symbols that I can't remember all of them right now, but the thing that comes to my mind right now is, you know, respecting the foundation of family, which is so great, I think. In the past, it, you know, formed itself in some kind of patriarchal thing, but nowadays it has become better, you know, compared to other cultures, that the family is gone, you know, by a lot of divorces. And don't get me wrong that, you know, this is a lot of strict, but we know that, you know, the Iranian, by comparing, by contrast, is much more better in, you know, respecting the family. But we're not 100% great. No. That's the truth. About your 11th question, I think, you know, we have to show strangers our civilization in the past. You know, we have a lot of ancient places in our, like Shiraz, that, you know, it has that. It shows that in the past we had a lot of cultural developments, and we were very ahead. But unfortunately nowadays we're not. But this doesn't matter, you know. We can attract other people from other countries by showing them and, you know, advertising them, you know, our ancient country. If we see a stranger in the street, we explain them our culture, our foods, for example, that which is so delicious, compared to other countries. Yeah, we have we can exaggerate a little bit about that. Yeah, it's not the case. But as I said, unfortunately, it's not our priority to attract the attention of strangers to our culture. If we were that people, we would, begin very sooner than, just right now. But it's not too late. We can do it. By some creative things that I explained just right now, like showing our cultures, our foods, our very funny things about our culture that are very interesting and amazing to other cultures, like tarof. Which is we only, I think, have that, exaggerated politeness. Yeah. We can show the tourist, for example, them. And about your last question, which country you think has the richest culture in the world? I prefer and I think that Eastern, very Eastern countries like Japan. I would definitely, if I had money, I would definitely travel once to Japan. I think Japan has the most, the richest culture in the world. They are so polite, they are so hardworking people and very, very good, decent people, and the corruption in their country as opposed to Western countries is lower, and in short, in other words, they have very great culture, I think, and they're so polite and respectable people. Yeah, I would say Japan. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I think I talked a little much, but I hope you forgive me. I had to stop and pause the button in each question and think about them, because the questions were so deep and I couldn't tell them, 100% improvisedly and casually without any preconception and pre-thinking. Yeah, and that's it. Thank you so much, Miss Terme. As I promised, I recorded myself and I hope that it was useful for you, and I explained enough to you my opinion. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much. I will definitely embrace another Let's Talks from you, from other members, and I would definitely participate in almost all of them. Yeah. And thank you so much again. Have a good day. Until another Let's Talk. Bye for now.